Hello and welcome along. This is the Sound Crunch. Hello and welcome along.
Well done. That was almost like it was recorded.
Yay! How are you? Hello and welcome along. This is episode number 5.
Is it?
Of the Sound Crunch.
Though we have been away for a month.
We have been away since Valentine's.
How did that happen?
I don't know. We were just very busy. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my third energy drink and on to Dr. Pepper.
Fantastic. And thus nil by glasses, I can see.
And yes, I've got my contact lenses back in, so it hasn't really improved my look, but it looks different.
Absolutely. Indubitably it does.
So, obviously, on this podcast this week, we feature a band called Arcane Roots, which I met up with in Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, lovely.
Where the Wombles live.
And tennis is played.
And tennis is played. And this was back at the beginning of March, the 2nd of March I met them, actually. And they are they define themselves as a pop rock band. And they are this episode's £1 million band.
Arcane Roots. I've listened to them. I like them. I'm excited to play them.
And I'm also very grateful to Mr. Alex Bilney.
Are you?
Yes.
Who is the chap of which you speak?
He's a chap I work with, and he put me on to put me onto this band.
Did he?
Yeah, and so very grateful. This is why we have this podcast today. So Alex Bilney.
So for example, then how successful are they? Because I only know that they got a couple of gigs coming up. Are they big venues?
No, they're not. But they've now got a tour manager, an agent, and a couple of labels are snooping around.
Certainly going in the right direction. Then
certainly going in the right direction. But before we get on to the trivia, the fun,
all
and the music,
the fun.
We are unfortunately we have seen the news, and so has everyone else. So at this point, we would like to urge all and everyone to donate money where possible,
as much as you can
to. The Red Cross or any other charity that is helping with
the relief. I imagine
everybody's
going to be, aren't they?
Yeah, with the relief in Japan. So, and obviously all our thoughts go out to people who've got families and friends and all the people who are stuck in the mess over in Japan.
Absolutely. Hopefully that they can get it sorted as soon as possible and the loss of life can be minimal from here on.
And
But that said,
we are now going to press on with some other important stuff.
That was bloody professional, wasn't it? That was. I feel like this is real now.
Yeah. It's the energy drinks going into me.
Soaking in. Causing diabetes and making me say sensible stuff.
Perfect. This is better than giving me wings. Right. So.
Perfect.
With no further delay, we are going to go on to the first extract of the interview, which was recorded, and I want to say way back when. So this is the first extract of Arcane Roots in interview.
So how did you all individually get into music? Because I'm guessing you all had like individual
experiences. Yeah, me and Andrew met at college, and we were both kind of on different paths, but kind of really dedicated to music. And we were both doing a music technology course because we were interested in kind of, the mechanics behind music and being able to play a lot as well. It was a good excuse just to be able to play on record and just do our own projects. And we kind of just crossed paths in college, really, because
were we in the same group in the first year?
Yeah, I think second year.
Second year.
So kind of we ended up spending a lot of time, and we did a lot of bands together. We did a lot of bands together. Yeah. A lot of projects with a lot of different people. We're still friends with now. And we just took quite seriously, and we were in a few bands together, and we just really liked working together, and became really good friends.
But did you always know that you wanted to be in music? I mean, that was that always something.
Yeah, it was always that. It was always that thing where it would have been ideal, and we'd really, really enjoyed it. We were quite aware that it's a hard thing to get into.
And you wouldn't start if you didn't.
Yeah, and the thing is, I was really into kind of art and design and stuff, and I realised it's all pretty related. Like everything's kind of part of the same package, really. So we just kept playing together in bands and doing our own things as well, but just got more and more serious, and we just decided that it's something we always wanted to end up doing, and it just was the happiest times when we were just like, geez.
Yeah, it's always been, I mean, before I went to college. It was literally, I didn't apply for any other college. I didn't have any backup, anything. I was just like, that's the college I'm going to go to. I'm going to put all my effort into going to that college.
Yeah.
If I don't go into that college, there's not an option. I'm getting to that college. And so I just put all my effort into that. And I've always been very headstrong and, you know, passionate about what I did. And that's, you know, that's been misdirected as much as it's been directed. But, you know, it's always been, you know, we, from the beginning, I thought, well, I think about things in a different way, and I think I can add something to music. Not, you know, add my little chip. As much as anyone should, I find it quite an alien concept that you'd start a band to be mediocre. I don't know why you'd want to, like, start with that in mind. Do you know what I mean? It's like, well, we're never going to... It's like the amount of bands and stuff you hear, people are like, oh, we're never really going to... And it's like, so, you know... Why? Just believe in it, you know. And I truly think that because we are so passionate about it, and that we try really hard, you know. And I think of it all day long, and we really sort of suffer as much as we get joy out of it.
Yeah.
But people gravitate towards that. I think it's a universal thing that people, if you're really trying hard and you're really putting all your energy into something, then people kind of gravitate towards that, and they want to get involved with that too. And you know, same as if like. Why people stop you in the street to ask you the time, because you don't look like you're going to stab them, you know? It's kind of the same thing. It's like you're pulling that with you in your presence and what you do and your body language and the things you say.
We definitely work really hard at it. It's definitely more than a full-time thing. It's pretty much breathing everything to do with music. Even in not such, you're not even in a writing level, but just everything about what we do, we spend a lot of time working on it. And it's really good that it's starting to, you know, kind of pay off, and people are really saying really great things.
Humbling experience. Really humbling. A lot of really, really, movers.
Yeah, people we really look up to saying great things.
So that was the first extract of the interview I did. It lasted about an hour. We were in a coffee shop this time, which is really a bit random for...
Polite background there, because usually they're like they're shouty and clinking glasses, but here it sounded very much more upmarket.
We decided to go into a coffee shop, so there you go. That's the new face of rock and roll. You meet in coffee shops, not pubs.
In pretentious coffee shops. Were they young guys?
They are. And I should probably introduce them as well. Andrew, Adam, and Daryl.
So how many did you have all three there?
All three of them. There's only three of them, which is, again, a nice...
They make a big noise. Considering there's three of them.
Yeah, and Andrew's obviously the lead singer.
Obviously Andrew is.
He was, and then you had Adam and Daryl, and I would like to say that Adam is on drums, if my memory serves me right.
Right, okay.
And Daryl is the lead guitarist, and he's also the most quiet one.
Is he?
Yes.
Really? That doesn't tend to be the way, does it?
There's three of them. I was interviewing three of them, and there was literally... Adam the drummer and Andrew the singer were doing...
They do sound like really nice guys. I do wish them all the luck in the world.
Yeah.
Because obviously the music industry is not going to accept them just because they're nice guys. And they want to go... They said they want to go on enthusiasm. You know, I hope that can carry them forward. Their music's certainly good enough. And I hope their enthusiasm and nice nature is enough to get them there.
You should see them on stage. We saw them at the Islington Academy, the O2 Islington Academy.
Mm.
And... a massive, massive stage presence. So, again, we are now going to go on to play their first track.
Be a good idea, wouldn't it?
And you'll be able to experience for yourself what sort of energy levels are exuded when they perform. And the first track is, ladies and gentlemen, You Are.
We'll be right back. Let's make it someplace. Now we'll go home.
Et voilà, that was...
You are.
You are.
You forgot then, didn't you?
I was a little bit like you might have forgotten their names.
Because Ed has made a confession to me during the chorus of that song, which I wasn't going to bring up, but I'm going to. He may have got, ladies and gentlemen, he may have got the names of the band wrong. And if he has, I imagine he'll be sued because they've got management. So you may never hear this podcast again because of Ed's unprofessionalism.
I didn't get their names wrong.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Let's hope not.
let's just say I know Andrew is the lead singer.
Right.
And
Andrew obviously is the lead singer.
I know that. I may have just got Adam and Daryl mixed up, but I'm pretty sure I haven't. So let's just go with this and listen.
Okay, no worries.
Let's just sweep it on the carpet.
Well, we are in agreement about this band, actually. We're very Audio Slave.
Yeah. I was thinking, I'm basically sweeping stuff under the carpet, and I think a bit of Foles in there as well.
Foles. I don't know who that is. I'm not going to admit stuff like that again.
No, you're not. But they sort of describe themselves as pop rock, actually. When I asked them, I put them the question during the interview, and they describe themselves as pop rock. And as we'll find out, obviously, later on, is
accurate description, I think.
Yeah, and also I think they said that they write songs not to fit into a genre. They write songs out of emotions, and in fact, one of the extracts we're going to hear later is we're going to find out how they have come up with the idea for one of their new tracks, how the creative process has worked for them to write one of their new songs. So that's the last extract, I believe, of this
very
interview.
Rock and roll, writing songs from emotions. And if you want these songs from emotions, you can go to Arcane Roots. Hang on, let's check. Is that all one word?
Yep.
Ow, I just banged my head on the microphone. That hurt. ArcaneRoots.bandcamp, all one word as well, .com, and you can go to their website and you can buy a digital copy of their album for five of your Earth pounds.
Exactly, and they've got plenty of gigs coming up. They've got loads of unconfirmed stuff that we can't talk about, unfortunately, because it's still unconfirmed.
Right.
But it's all in the pipeline, some pretty big stuff.
Ooh.
And, however, they've got a gig on the 22nd of March.
22nd of March at...
The Barfly in Camden.
Camden, the heart of all things...
Indie rock and pop rock.
Big boots and long coats and long hair.
Yeah. And on the 7th of April, they're the Old Blue Last in Shoreditch.
Where's that?
Shoreditch is past Liverpool Street. It's
not too far then.
Between the between Old Street and Liverpool Street.
Not too far then, he says.
Not
relative to the world. Yeah.
So those are the two gigs we can announce, and obviously you can buy their tickets. Don't forget to go onto their Facebook page,
which is
facebook.com, and obviously you type in Arcane Roots.
Very simple.
Very simple. And there they've got links to where you can get their tickets. So that's all the information, and we are now going to, without, again, further ado, we're going to go into their second song.
Their second song?
We're going to go into their second song, which is...
That's what I was prepared for.
Of course, which is Long and Low. So this again, and hope you enjoy.
My head hurts.
We have
creative arguments?
No, not particularly. Not really. We're pretty. We get on so well. Yeah. We're kind of like brothers in a way. We don't kind of have massive tantrums about stuff. Only about milk and stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned cereal. Milk earlier. What's the deal with the milk? You mentioned milk for the in the joke, in the video.
I just love milk. I like coffee and I really like cereal.
Yeah,
it's so actual epic bowls as well. Not your standard.
Why would you not? Why just? That's unsatisfying. You know, like you
just, I've restricted myself to just having mugs of cereal.
Yeah, you love that
like that much.
You love.
You don't have to restrict yourself.
But it wouldn't work otherwise.
I'd just buy more milk.
But it's fine. I'm happy with that. Anyway, I'm happy with a mug of cereal.
Well, I didn't know this. This is new information to me. But
a mug instead of a bowl?
That's really weird.
Because bowls are rarely available. Because we don't have that many.
Yeah, we should get some.
We only have three.
Yeah, so mugs are usually.
And I use all of them. Easy. Yeah. It's like a smorgasbord. It's like a buffet.
Do you have a favourite type of cereal? Are you picky?
I mix and match.
As in, you mix and match in the bowl, or you mix
in the bowl? In the bowl, and different temperatures, different ways. Love that. Because my mum would never let me have sugary cereal. She'd let me have. This is what I don't get.
Lemons.
She'd let me have sugar, and she'd let me have cereal, and that was fine. Put on as much as I like. But she'd never buy willingly. I think it's like knowing that she's buying me sugary. But she's not, I don't know, she's weird. She's not even like that, she doesn't care. But she just, I don't know, as principal, she would like buy me Frosties. But if I got cornflakes, I'd smother them in sugar, fine.
So surely that was worse for you, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so what mum I used logic, to do though, is I had, it's just mum logic, yeah. It's like, you know, when you're like, you're having your girlfriend around, and you're like, she can't stay around, and it's like, we've been doing it all day. Do you know what I mean? Like, just the principle. Like,
yeah, the reason we haven't been sitting with you watching TV and had the door bedroom closed.
It's like when
but
you're
not there. At night time.
And like your mum would come up and be like, "All right, time for bed now." And like she'd have to go and stay in the spare room. And it's like, what do you think we were doing while you're watching that film?
Don't you doing it at night? Visibility is worse. You might hurt yourself.
So I used to mix boring cereals together, as in, you know, not boring. They're great. But like Shreddies, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, plain cereals, smash them in, put milk in, put them in the microwave, take them out, then put the sugar on.
In the microwave?
Blowing your mind!
In the microwave?
Try it. If you got a cold, it's great. I fully recommend Shreddies, Corn Flakes, milk, then into the microwave for like 3 minutes.
This is some serious rock and roll.
Yeah, it comes out, sugar, banana.
Right, so there you go. That's apparently the rock and roll remedy for a cold.
Very informative, I have to say. An interview about cereal. I mean, this is a service, isn't it now? However, I will let it pass because they did use the word smorgasbord, which is actually my favourite word today. I've just decided.
Have you?
Such a good word, isn't it? I think I may have brought it up before, smorgasbord. What
it's
a word.
It's a Swedish word.
I gathered as much.
It's I could go into a lot of detail about the smorgasbord, but it's a traditional Christmas thing where basically at Christmas people do not sit down and have a turkey in Sweden. They sort of have a big table and they have all the food laid out on the table. And all that food is, as a result, you just walk around with a plate and you just help yourself.
Mm.
And that's a smorgasbord. Smorgas is the word for sandwich, and board is the word for table.
Well, that was... Wow. I'm particularly going to pick on the beginning of what you just said there. I could go into a lot of detail. Subtext there being, and I'm now going to. So smorgasbord is essentially a Swedish buffet. It's a buffet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Why do we do this in England? Right, we have our own language. It's called English, as far as I understand it. Why do we adopt words? Obviously, our language, I understand, is made up of, what is it, is Latin and Greek and French and all sorts. But why, now we have the language established, why is it that we choose to use words in other languages? For example, smorgasbord or... Oh, what's the French one that we use?
I
Café.
Well, that's also slash Italian. However, I feel I need to stop this now.
Sorry.
Because I feel that we're going to go down a slippery road that is going to make us end up in the midst of a Radio 4 conversation.
Yes.
And I want to move away from that.
We'll save it for Radio 4.
We'll save it for when we're so old we end up on Radio 4.
One day
in a couple of years' time. Many years' time. So,
the most un-Radio 4 thing I could bring you right now is a news story.
Oh, yes, this is a new feature for the podcast. It's Joe's news story, and I'm just horrified at the title.
You've just looked at the headline, and you look shocked, horrified. Can I tell you more?
Yes, please do.
For those that cannot see my computer screen at the moment, the words read, "Man's penis freed from metal pipe with industrial grinder." A story to turn your stomach and your penis. Medics in Southampton Hospital were consulted with a gentleman that came in, bit of a problem. He had a metal pipe stuck around his penis. Right? So I'm not entirely sure how this happened, and neither was he happy to divulge that information, funnily enough. And I can only imagine it was like a scaffolding pole or something like that, but whatever he'd been doing, very strange. It had caused his penis to become what is scientifically known as erect. Gosh knows what he was doing. What? Some sort of DIY.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. He was fitting DIY.
And we all know the times that we've been painting, putting up a shelf, got an erection. You know that can happen.
Of course.
Whatever DIY he was doing required a short piece of metal pipe, which he then got his penis stuck in.
Oh, such a shame. Did they manage to remove it without too much damage?
Well, the fire crew turned up with special equipment. This is to the hospital. The fire crew turned up in Southampton. 7 firefighters were there to help, right? So this is already a story to tell for this chap here. And it's understatedly described as a delicate operation. The firefighters used the 4.5-inch industrial metal grinder to cut the pipe from around the anaesthetized man's penis. Personally, I wouldn't need any anaesthetic. I'd have been gone. We're just going to explain the operation to you. It's perfectly simple. What we're going to do is take an angle grinder to your penis. Apparently, he was unharmed. The penis was left bruised and swollen, but otherwise, he was, as I say, unharmed by his rather traumatic day. Now, I will quote the man. What did he say? The gentleman said he was quite concerned and anxious, and he was unhappy to divulge the information about how this had happened. And another thing I'd like to draw attention to is a firefighter commented also on the situation. He'd obviously been called out, and he said, "I've only come across this type of thing 3 or 4 times in my 17 years as a firefighter." Who else has done that? Who else has put their penis in a scaffolding pole? Because we can all draw parallels between the normal sexual contact between a man and a woman and a metal pole. I mean, I can see how that would be perfectly similar and enjoyable. No, not at all. It was painful and something they were particularly concerned about, obviously the friction of the saw, the pipe. Friction, heat. They were concerned that the man may be left with burns. Fuck the burns. Never mind the burns. More the fact that his reputation as a man or, you know, a perfectly sane human being was compromised for the fact that his penis was stuck in a metal pole. The news, ladies and gentlemen.
So this has left, I think, everyone now who's listened rather traumatized.
Yes.
Yes. However, we needed to break up the... So this is a new feature that's going to fit in every next episode. And it's going to be a new news story, a random out-of-the-ordinary news story.
But important nonetheless.
But important. And, well, I'm probably never... I wasn't really going to go down to Southampton to ever visit, but I definitely won't now.
Oh, well, no, don't take this as like a way to judge all people that live in Southampton. I imagine most of them have normal sexual contact with normal
people.
True,
apart from the fact that in 17 years, the one firefighter in Southampton has had 4 or 5 of those cases.
Actually, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's in the same place,
yeah,
isn't it?
So, without any... I keep wanting to say further ado, I need to come
without
up...
Without further ado, we'll get to the end of the show. Hurry up!
I need to come up with better expressions. I'll think of some of those expressions whilst we listen to the third extract of this marvellous interview that I had, and I hope you enjoy the sounds of coffee being made in the background.
It's different every time, but yeah. This song we were working on, I was just messing about with
programming drums and I programmed some ideas, and then we just jammed and I played stuff out. That's how we did it. But sometimes it's
it's a good way to kind of like, and it's the reason that we're in a band and why it works is that, like, I often like to kind of write something, because generally I come, like, bring the ingredients and I'll have, like, a melody or, like, a riff or, like, a little section and, like, cool, this is what I think, and then I'll bring it to these guys, and it's nice for them, you know, like, they'll completely change the entire feeling of it. Like, I might have chords that I've been playing the same way for ages and I'm just not excited about them, but I really like the chords, and then I'll go and Daryl will play a drum beat and I'll just try and put the chords to that, and that kind of frees me from that decision of having to come up with a rhythm like me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of, I know I'll end up trying to fit to him and it'll end up better because I wouldn't have come up with the rhythms he would have came up with. The same thing with Adam, like, the lot more rhythmical parts on Their Fire. And my favourite bits, actually, are Adam's bits, where he's gone, cool, I got this riff, and then...
We generally kind of come with pieces, and then we have things that are working really well, and then we have ideas for the other person's bits, but the other person brings something new to that, and when they come together, it comes much better. Like, the best bits we've done are where we've just all had individual ideas and tried to kind of make them work together and modify those ideas, so... You know, everything's kind of, anyone's doing what they wanted to do and what, you know, what they're happy with.
You idiot. Now, firstly, I'm glad we've managed to maintain a standard in these interviews, because lots of phones went off there, but that's just to be expected. What's not to be expected, however, is the interviewer to not even know the names of the people that he's interviewing.
No.
What have you done?
I need to compose myself. I know the names.
Yeah, I know you do.
I knew this was going to happen. I just got two of them mixed up.
Yeah, but if, you know, you cannot do that. If you do that in everyday life, if you forget the names, mix up the names of your aunt and uncle, then you're in a serious position. You cannot do that in day-to-day life.
Do you know, I think I'll be fine not mixing up my my aunt and uncle.
What are they called?
Tom and Helen, and I had to think about that actually for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
However,
which one's which? Are you having trouble?
However, I need to now apologise.
Adam
is the lead guitarist.
I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry for my colleague's unprofessionalism.
And Daryl is the drummer. This is just... right, swiftly, moving on.
A smorgasbord of errors there.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to see them on the 22nd of March.
Well, you're going to have to apologise personally, aren't you?
I think I'll try and pretend it never happened.
Silly boy.
So, this is where we are now going to play the third track of their EP, which is available, again, off their website, arcanerootsbandcamp.com.
.bandcamp.com. Don't miss that dot.
No, don't miss that dot. You can also find them on MySpace, myspace.com/arcanerootsOn Facebook. They're on Twitter as well.
These men are just kings of the media, aren't they?
They are. They're all over the place. Speaking of which, follow us on Twitter.
What?
We are on Twitter. I just need to get it active.
We're not on Twitter then.
We are on Twitter. I've got a Twitter page. I just never use it.
I've always been enthusiastic about the idea of tweeting. I've not done it yet.
You need to have a smartphone.
You can do it online.
Yeah, but most people. Come on, man. Just get a please. For the love of God, get a smartphone.
My phone's quite smart. It's orange and white.
No, I meant a clever phone, not a smartphone. Oh. A clever phone. So get an Android, a BlackBerry, or an iPhone. Whichever one you can afford, but for the love of God, get a good phone. And then we can tweet each other like all the celebrities.
That would be nice.
We can tweet each other. And so we're going to play that track. Then we need to discuss something very, very important.
Sounds ominous.
Sounds very ominous. However, I won't tell you what it is until we've played this song. And Joe, would you be so kind as to introduce this track?
I would be so kind. This track is by Arcane Roots, the featured band of today. And this track is called In This Town of Such Weather.
We'll be right back.
One of our new tracks we're having, it's got a naval theme to it. No, really. It starts off in the dark, and then it turns out we're going down in a ship. But the lights come up, and it turns out that we're in our ship, and we're going down with it, and we're like the captains.
That's not actually bullshit.
That's actually really? That's I don't know. Well, I thought it was.
You know that song that's like...
Yeah, the first half is blue, black, and spotlights. And then, when the track drops, all the lights come on. They flicker, right? And you can see we're in a big ship, and it's going down.
So that was In This Town of Such Weather. And also, a little exclusive right there, we know now what one of the upcoming songs by Arcane Roots is going to be about.
A little slip there, wasn't it? It was good.
And the best thing was that Andrew and Daryl...
Who are they?
This is where sort of they told Adam...
Yes.
...what was going to be...
What was going to be?
...in that video. He found out, as I did.
Really?
That was the funniest bit about the whole moment is...
Ambitious, I got to say. Big video, sounds like.
Big video, but it's self-confessed. Basically, they live together. Yes. They live in Kingston upon Thames. And they basically describe themselves as three brothers.
They do.
But because of commitment, sometimes two of them will work on something together... Right. Or they'll all work in their own little corner, and they sort of just kind of bring it all together. So they're sort of quite interesting, because obviously they don't actually all sit together creating the same song.
It is a very interesting way of doing it, yeah.
It all blends in.
Yeah, I really, really like them. The only concern I would have, and I'm sure they've addressed it, is fine. Like the way they write songs and kind of like, the last three songs we've heard are quite different. The only concern I would have is like how difficult does that make it to have a following? Are people going to like all of their songs? I'm sure they are. I've liked all of their songs, but they're all very different. That's the only thing I'd say. But other than that, I think they're brilliant.
Yeah, I think they are different, but I think that's what's refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's the best thing is I don't think I like one particular genre of music.
No.
And I don't think anyone really likes one particular genre.
Absolutely, no one could ever restrict themselves to one genre. And like, if you look on their website, they've got like a rock sound, Kerrang, and Total Guitar. I've all said like fantastic things about them, haven't they?
So. They have. I was going to say they actually featured in Kerrang, and there was a big article which one of them had with them when I interviewed them. So this is all from the EP called Left Fire, which has just recently been released. And all this hype has been happening very, like, recently as well, which is amazing because it's sort of new, fresh, and, I mean, they've been doing music for years, but their current formation of Arcane Roots, because Adam sort of joined them at a later date. They sort of did stuff, and then when Adam kind of got on board because their other guitarist left, they sort of define this new sound, so it's all very exciting. I mean, they're doing a lot of big gigs. They might have a couple of charity gigs lined up towards the end of the month as well. So, I mean, a lot of big things are happening for these guys. I'm definitely going to go and see them on the 22nd of March at the Barfly, and then at the 7th of April at the Old Blue Last. So you can get all your band information from arcaneroots.bandcamp.com.
And we will have that link on our site as well.
We'll have it on our site. Also, we are going to have a Twitter page. I have confirmed this. You can follow us at The Sound Crunch on Twitter.
Sound Crunch on Twitter.
Yeah, so if you just type in The Sound Crunch, you can find us.
Right, okay. Also, our website is...
www.thesoundcrunch.com. And you can follow me on a bonus on Twitter as well.
On a what?
As a bonus, you can follow me on Twitter.
Oh, lucky them.
Oh, I know. DJ_EDD.
Fantastic. How original.
DJ_Ed.
You can also get in contact with us as well at joe@thesoundcrunch.com. That's an email address. Or you can get in touch with Ed on...
ed.aldridge@thesoundcrunch.com. Email us your song requests, bands you want us to feature on our podcast.
Pressing issues that you feel need to be addressed.
Stories that you need Joe to read out.
Absolutely.
To read out. On that side note, also feel free to email Joe what you think should be his... stage or DJ surname, because we've had this running. We need people to come up with ideas for a suitable surname. Apparently he's not happy with the one his parents gave him.
Well, incidentally, here, if you wouldn't mind, I'd just like to tag on to the end here. Next Monday, that'll be Monday the 21st, will it be? Barrio Central near Oxford Circus in London. Barrio Central is a bar. Next Monday night, I will be doing my very, very, very first stand-up gig.
Whoa. Hold on a minute. So I've been here now for about over an hour.
Yes.
And you've just waited to tell me now this?
Well, see, I've been writing it for a long time. There's, you know, all observational. Just come and see it if you want to. I think it's a few pounds entry. I don't know exactly. I think it's £3.
Am I allowed to come?
Absolutely, if you
can
like.
Can I come and film it?
Filming? I've not got a copyright. So, yes.
Going onto the website on the side note.
Is it really?
Yes, I've decided
this now. We'll see how it goes. So I will be going on under the name of Joe Floyd next Monday, Barrio Central. We will try and put more information on the website because I'm not entirely sure at the moment. Barrio Central next Monday night near Oxford Circus. It's an open mic night. There'll be all varieties. There's stand up, me and another chap. There's some poetry. There's music, all sorts. So, Barrio Central next Monday.
This is brilliant. I will definitely be there for support. I will be there to...
Sweet little thing.
I'll be there to cheer you on.
Thank you so much.
And so apart from being a... So you might actually end up not being a radio DJ, or are you now really aiming to be the next Russell Brand?
Well, no. My hair is much shorter than his.
And you're not married to Katy Perry?
Sadly not, no.
Hi, Cassie.
Oh, yeah. Hi, my sweetheart. How are you? Love you.
Oh, wow. So this is all loads of wow. All happening.
Loads of wow, indeed.
Loads of wow. Right. Unfortunately, this is all we've got time for this week, month. Coming up next on the podcast, I have... we've got interviews already done with Hugh Stevens.
Big.
He's a Radio 1 DJ. He's already been tagged as the next John Peel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talk about music, a similar thing to what we did with Trevor Nelson. We've also got Matt Henshaw, who's a sort of soulful singer who's hangs out with rappers, so that's a bit of an interesting mix.
I love the hand movement that you just did with rappers there.
Rappers.
Very street.
Yeah, very street. And then we've also got Plastic Youth, who've got a single out.
Yes, I like them actually. Yep.
Yeah, but I need to re-record their interview because I know them, because we're mates.
They
sort of didn't give me much material.
Oh, that's why? What did they do? They just, you interviewed them for half an hour. They talked about beer, fags, and tits for the entire time.
No, not even that. I sort of asked them if they could introduce themselves, and they sort of bounced the question right back at me. So I was like, well, that defeats the point.
Right.
So
okay.
We're re-recording that, and
beat
then
them over the face, and then interview them again.
And then finally, Camden. I'm going to gig again, Dublin Castle. The Johns. We're going to see the Johns, and they're going to be interviewed as well. So that's loads of music, loads of coming up. So thank you all very much for listening. Again, if you have got a bit of money spare, please donate something for Japanese relief.
Yes.
And enjoy the last track of Arcane Roots, which Joe's going to introduce to us. You can catch him on the 22nd of March at the Barfly, the 7th of April at Old Blue Last. And until next time...
Thank you very much, and good. There's
goodbye.
No time of day.
Goodbye.
It's a podcast. See you later.